This morning we hear from Government Special Advisor on the Economy, Professor Avinash Prasad, as he focuses on the latest Ease of Doing Business report, which keeps Barbados at 129 of 190 countries.
The 2019 World Bank Doing Business report is based on a survey. The survey was carried out in the 12 months to around June 2018. So it is a very good measure of where our starting point, if you like, as we embark on a journey of transforming our doing business, of where we were, say, almost 12 months ago now. We won't get the results from what we're doing so far until the 2020 or 2021 survey. But the World Bank identified around five major things that we needed to do. And the first thing, which we've already done, is a new Planning and Development Act, which, you know, was led by Minister Cadell in January of this year. The second thing is a new Companies Act, looking at how the ease of insolvency, the protection of minority interests. The third thing is mandating building codes. The fourth thing is looking at enforcing contracts, improving the courts. The fifth thing is a one-stop shop for setting up companies. We have a program to do all of these things. E-filing, e-payments, court management, transparency of fees and process. And our program will take around a couple of years, and we think the effect will be seen from now. If you start a planning process now, the likely timing of planning for a new investment is around 16 weeks. It used to be over 100 weeks, and that's the kind of difference we're making. And if you're an investor, time is money. So the difference between 16 weeks and 100 weeks means you're going to invest more and you're going to invest more quickly. And we're already seeing the impact of that. There's a long list of investments that are coming up. You remember that the ugly Caribbee Hotel is being redeveloped. We've got some new hotels on that Carlisle Bay area. I think largely, and people are saying largely in response to the fact that the process is now much easier, much clearer, much more predictable, much quicker.
What's next on the agenda in this regard, therefore?
We are working hard on a one-stop shop for people setting up business, because if you look at the World Bank survey, they say the length of time it takes to set up a business, all the different permits and permissions you need is one of the factors. We also are moving towards e-filing of all your applications and e-payments. You'd be able to sit at home late at night in your pajamas and be able to do most of the things you need to do with government. And that is something that's coming along over the next 12 months as well. There's a lot of work we need to do in improving systems at the port, at customs, and the subcommittee of cabinet is working very hard on those things, and I think you'll see those being rolled out over the next 12 months.
Professor Prasad adds,
one of the things we're trying to do, David, is to make sure government asks you the same questions over and over again. And we want to move to a point where, in fact, you're only ever asked the same question once. And government has that information, and you don't get asked that over and over again. So these are things that are in train, in place, and you've already seen the Planning and Development Act passed, already making an impact.
Government Advisor on the Economy, Professor Avinash Prasad. Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Wise financial thinking means you should always consider having these types of savings. Emergency savings. This amount should include monthly expenses for 3 months. This gives you a buffer if you're without income due to downsizing, illness, etc. Or if you have an emergency spend for health care or another unforeseen event. Contact your financial advisor to get an assessment and see how Sagicor can help. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.